Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Since this week Rosh Hashanah is being celebrated, I thought it a good time to play the work of Jewish composers. We'll hear a piece for solo violin and a cello piano sonata of Victoria Bond, the clarinet concerto of Deborah Drattle, and short pieces by Meredith Monk, Judith Lang Zaymont, Jean Schaefer, and some anonymous 12th century songs. Victoria Bond was born in Los Angeles in a family of professional musicians. She studied composition with Ingolf Dahl at the University of Southern California and with Roger Sessions at the Juilliard, where she earned a doctorate degree in 1977. The following year, she became conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony and has since balanced her time between conducting and composing. Last May, Bond's opera, Mrs. Satan, was presented in a reading by the New York City Opera as a part of their series showcasing American composers. We're going to hear not a Rosh Hashanah piece, but a celebratory piece nonetheless, entitled Wedding and Bar Mitzvahs. I want to start with this piece because, to me, it calls up the essence of a Jewish expressive musical language. Here is what the composer says about the piece. Musicians are traditionally called upon to entertain at important social functions. Two of the most common are weddings, familiar to all cultures, and bar mitzvahs, the celebration in the Jewish tradition of a boy's coming of age when he is 13 years old and takes his official place among men. The ambiguity of these occasions is what intrigued me and what prompted me to choose a Yiddish folk song, Hat ein Mann, ein Weibele, A Man Has a Pretty Little Wife. The words extol the virtues of the relationship, but advise the man to treat his spouse roughly if she disobeys him and to swing her around his head by the neck like a chicken. Such contrasts in sentiment is expressed in the melody, which, though simple and hauntingly beautiful, is never quite sure whether or not is supposed to be cheerful. The violinist, in his solo work, migrates through violently shifting emotions. We'll hear it now with violinist Georgi Valtchev.